we're most comfortable with our own story. On top of it, it's going to make it personal. And if it can be something that's universal, that everybody can relate to, then that's even better.
Welcome to Season 8 of Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. The BTG Network is powered by sponsors
Align, NICMAP,
ProCare HR, Sage, Hamilton CapTel, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, and Salinity, and produced by Salinity Marketing.
Bridge the Gap in 3, 2... Welcome to Bridge the Gap Podcast, the Senior Living Podcast with Josh and Lucas. We are here at the NHI Symposium in Nashville. We have a very special guest on today. We want to welcome Matthew Lunn, Disney Pixar storyteller, Fortune 500 consultant, and keynote speaker today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
We are honored to have you on. You just finished your keynote. Everybody's like grabbing you out of the door, getting pictures with you. We were blown away by how you crafted the story around your story. And for our audience, these are people that are on the front lines. They are inside the communities. They are doing tours. They are caring for older adults. They are on we call it a cruise ship on land. They are running the cruise ship on land every single day. And there are some amazing stories that are told. And so we would love to hear, you gave some pillars, some takeaways on how to craft a story that makes people really connect. What are your kind of principles around that?
First, I would say storytelling is important for everybody, right? Entertainment, business, the whole thing. But I can't think of anything that needs that extra story personal touch than what you guys do, right? People are putting their future into your hands. You want to paint a picture for people. You know, really, when you think about what is the meaningful, magical thing about stories, is it makes information more memorable. Beyond the price points, beyond the facts and figures, it's the story that acts like the glue that makes people remember what you said. And then second, stories impact our emotions. They make us laugh. They make us cry. When you think about big and small decisions we make in life, they're made because somebody made us feel something. And then the third thing is the personal touch. Stories are personal. We end up making a better authentic connection with people when we share a little bit of our lives. And I can't think of anything more than what you guys do to build that trust when you're sharing your experiences, other people's experiences, of how your life is better or your loved ones' lives are better because of being in a better community, you know, retirement community or a community that you'll be in. It comes down to it's memorable, impactful, personal.
Well, you also kind of broke down the formula when you're writing stories, when you're approaching that. I thought that was really interesting. If you could break that down for our listeners a little bit of just sort of the flow of, there's happy moments, there's sad moments, and it's sort of this up and down. And you talked about how you can frame a story to where you really get someone in the first 10 minutes and they can't walk away from that. Could you just summarize how you do that? Because I think that's an interesting formulary for our listeners.
Yeah, just to kind of put an image in your head, it's like a roller coaster ride. We love a roller coaster ride that, you know, goes click, 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 up the tracks. And the dopamine is being released. Oh boy, this is going to be either really exciting or really scary. And then there's the release. And wee, and you go down. People love stories when they're like a roller coaster ride with highs and lows, tension and release. Those are our favorite movies, our favorite TV shows, our favorite books. So when we're sharing a story, we're sharing information with people, we want there to be highs and lows. And we can do that through the release of dopamine, oxytocin, endorphins to create highs and lows that make the audience root for the characters on the screen or root for you who's, you know, giving the pitch or presentation.
Well, you also, and I don't even know if this was your intended result, but something that spoke to me, and it was towards the end of your talk, you mentioned you and your creative teams when you were writing some of these different mega hits that we've all watched, probably many of us with our kids. our kids were laughing and relating, but the parents were as well. And a lot of those stories were directly relating to where you were in life, moving from the single workaholic perfectionist to the newly married to the parenting and all those cycles. And I just thought, wow, the relevance of that, that's not someone else's story, that's your story, but it's relatable. How do you think that translates to the importance of what we're doing in our storytelling?
Yeah, I think we've all heard the saying, write what you know. If you're going to start writing a book, or you know, you're going to put together a pitch, write what you know. The reason why is, first off, we're most comfortable with our own story. On top of it, it's going to make it personal. And if it can be something that's universal, that everybody can relate to, then that's even better. And like I mentioned, those universal stories around love and, you know, taking care of the ones you love and protecting them, and then also being able to choose your own fate, your own future. Those are universal stories that can still be personal to you, but also relatable to everybody else.
Lucas, you had some other additional, I don't want to take all the questions here as we've got just a few minutes.
Well, you know, I thought it was brilliant how you actually wove your personal story into how to make a great story. And so at the very young age of 19, you were very successful working on with The Simpsons. And then a new story came into your life, a very quick story that changed everything. Would you tell our listeners?
Yeah. So, you know, the power of a pitch, right? That can change your life, change the course of your life, maybe, you know, a job, where you want to live, who do you want to be with? When I was working at The Simpsons, I was an animator at The Simpsons. I was 19 years old, not a normal thing. I was very happy there, but I got a pitch for a movie that was going to be Toy Story. And the person who gave me the pitch was Steve Jobs, and the director and the writer and the head of animation on this. And really, within a couple of minutes, I was so moved, not by what they were going to pay me, but actually by the story, which was, you know, a world of toys, you know, that come to life when people are not around. And this story of these two characters, you know, an old fashioned cowboy doll and a new futuristic spaceman toy that hate each other, that get lost and become best friends. I was so moved by the story, it changed the trajectory of my life. And I mean, that's what you guys are in the business of, right? Is painting a picture for people of what their future could be like in a new community that is so inspiring and moving that they want to be a part of that story.
That's powerful. That's powerful. So before we let you go, are you able to tell us anything new that you're working on right now that's not out yet?
Oh boy, that's a tough one, because I'm pitching to Netflix in a couple of weeks for an animated TV show that I've created, but I can't share what it is.
Okay.
But I do have an animated film that I was a story consultant on that actually is going to come out on Netflix in November, and it's called In Your Dreams. It's an animated family film. And I had a big part on the story structure, the gags, the whole thing that I can't tell you about. So that's going to come out. And then, you know, if you want to know more about storytelling, I do have, you know, books, you know, social, you know, you can find me on social media out there. And the book is called The Best Story Wins. And it's not just for entertainment. It's for anybody in business or beyond who wants to learn to be a better storyteller.
Well, and we're going to take that to our listeners and our growing group of listeners, because the information you shared today is very impactful. It's impactful to each of us, and I think it will greatly help us in our industry be better. So thank you for taking time for us here at the symposium, but also taking a few minutes to connect with our listeners, because we're going to connect all of our listeners directly to you.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Matthew. And to all of our listeners, you can find this content and so much more at btgvoice.com. Connect with us on LinkedIn. We'd love to hear your story as you connect with us in your journey. Thanks for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry by connecting with us at btgvoice.com.